Minchas Chinuch Shir Tuesday night or Liyud Tes Mar Cheshvan. Okay, I want to revisit what we talked about last night because I think I was not correct and I took a certain direction and I think it's wrong. So let's go back and examine the Chinuch. The Chinuch here says the Yesod, which he calls Adam Nifal al Pipu'ul Osov. A person is affected by actions. And therefore, when you do things that carry a certain symbolism or meaning, it actually has that effect. He says, even if you do a Shalol Lishma. Now, he can't mean, even if you do it oblivious, I don't think he means. Okay, let me put it that way. I went in a different direction last night. I'm Chayzer. I don't think he means that if a person's oblivious to the symbolism of what he's doing, it will still have that effect on him. Which is the way we started saying last night, that if you're doing the mitzvah, it has a spiritual power and has a spiritual influence. No, Adam Nifal al Pipu'ul Osov. That means like this. In other words, I'm not holding there yet. Let's say I don't love Hashem. I don't know. That's, I have to think of a pa'ula. I'm not holding by feeling the malchus, the royalty that Bnei Yisrael acquired at Yetzias Mitzrayim. I don't feel it. Even though I went out of Mitzrayim, and yeah. But. Now, if I don't break the bone, I eat it, Kederech Malachim, and I'm the way he describes. I don't think it's a kasha, it's a lav. Because the lav brings you to eating it a certain way. That's what the Chinuch describes. And the Chanami, not doing something doesn't have an effect on you. But his point is, you're not doing it, and you end up eating it with a certain. In class, with a certain, you know, with a certain classy way, aristocratic, that's the word I'm looking for. You end up eating it in a certain aristocratic way. So I'm not holding by feeling the royalty. But I eat it, but I'm aware that this has the symbolism of royalty. If I just, like, don't break the bone and I eat it, I don't think there would be the Yisod of Adam Nifal, the people who also. He doesn't say it works. He says if you do it Shalol L'Shem Shemayim. He doesn't say if you're oblivious to the symbolism, then I don't see how a person can be Nifal, the people who also. Now sometimes you don't need the symbolism aspect. In other words, the Masilas Yesharim, when he says Chitzonius Morris Apnimius, see, it's not the same thing, I realize. He's talking about, let's say, Zrizus. You do mitzvahs with alacrity. You do it quickly. You do it labor-day. So there he says, even if you don't feel like doing it, and you are lazy, like, you're lazy. But when you push yourself to do the mitzvah Zrizus, you will eventually acquire a geschmack in doing mitzvahs, and then you'll naturally be a zaris. You won't have to, like, push yourself to be a zaris. So he calls that hachitzoinius moris apremius. It's like saying, act edel, you'll become edel. Even though you're not edel now, but act in an edel way, you'll become edel. Act as a zaris, act as if you're Mesabel on the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and eventually you will be. Or maybe that's more of the Nifal of people also. But if you just do it and you're oblivious, let's say you put on, whatever the case may be. Anyway, that's what I think. And therefore, you asked the question about mezuzah. What is he bringing in from mezuzah? Mezuzah, like, it takes 1 minute to put up the mezuzah. So I think the context of the mezuzah, as he says, Hirbalam Torah Mitzvahs, because the frequency, he's explaining, Ratzon Kodesh Baruch Hu, Lazakas is Israel, Lafika Hirbalam Torah Mitzvahs. So he says, because the frequency of doing Pu'ulos Tovos will have their effect on us. Now, then he says, and that's sort of like what Chazal said, he says, with you have a mezuzah, a pistol, a tzitzit, a big, a little berosho, he won't be chota. He means, I don't think those things are as an example of Adam Nifal of Hippulos, but I think it's an example that frequency, his point is frequency. Means every day you're doing, every minute, like you're constantly doing things which will have their effect upon you. And just like if you have a mezuzah and tzitzis and tefillin, and every time you walk into the house, oh, but it means every time you walk into the house, you notice the mezuzah, and you even think about the message of the mezuzah. You think you know what it is. You're not holding there. You don't feel Hashem's presence in the house, but you know that the mezuzah is there to represent Hashem's presence in your house. You know that. You don't feel it. So you keep think. You keep realizing it. You walk in, and when you walk out, and you have tzitzis, and you realize it's there to remind you of the mitzvahs, and you have tefillin. So eventually, it has its effect. That's all. So I'm backtracking from what I said yesterday, that he's talking about the spiritual effects of doing mitzvahs. No, he's talking about the simple pshat of Adam Nifal Afi Pu'ulosav, and it's, you know, you do good things, you will eventually feel the right things. You eat the Karban Pesach a certain way, you will eventually come around to feeling the Malchus that Bnei Yisrael acquired when they went out of Mitzrayim. Why do I say, I don't think it means if you're oblivious to it, I don't know, why am I saying that? Well, first of all, in his example of, like, even if the worst he can think of is Lo L'Shem Shemayim, I mean, he doesn't say even if you're not aware, and I doubt it'll work, quite frankly. I'm a skeptic. If a person doesn't know the symbolism, I doubt he'll be nifal if he pull those off. That's too magic.
That's much less than Lo L'Shem Shemayim.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So, and I'm saying logically, I don't think it would work. I don't know, maybe grabbed by the Korban Pesach, it might work, you know. In other words, if I end up eating the Korban Pesach like a melech, okay, that's a bad example, because there I don't know if I'll be oblivious, because I'm eating like a melech. And if that's the tack of the point. If you eat like a melech, you'll eventually feel like a melech. If
we want to feel like a
melech. Yes, you do. You want to feel the gift of Malchus. You want to feel the gift of royalty. I'm not talking about a melech, a king, a melech. He's talking about the royalty of Mamlechas Kohanim. That Hashem granted us, we went from avdus to royalty. When nobility. The Jews have nobility. They dress a certain way. They walk a certain way. They comport themselves a certain way because we're nobility. If you eat the Karban Pesach a certain way, you will feel that nobility. Eventually. So here I think even if maybe if you're oblivious to the fact that because you are eating it in that way, so it'll have its effect upon you. Adam Nifal Afi Pu'ulosav. I guess I mean, what?
Why are you so oblivious to it? Because you have to know there is a mitzvah. Because what if a guy just never breaks bones? He's like an istanus. He won't break the bones. He never comes to it.
Yeah, well, there I think, because the point is not the not breaking of the bone. The chinuch, even though it's funny, like he asked, it's a funny place to talk about other mitzvahs of Ipulosa by a lav. But that's because the Milchas Chinuch immediately made the connection that when you're not breaking a bone, you're eating it in an aristocratic fashion. That's also, and the Chanami, you know, I agree. If you just don't break the bone, but you eat like a slob, so it won't have that effect. But that's what I'm saying. It has to, if you eat it aristocratically. It's like saying, I think the Rambam says, better to give 100 pennies, we call it pennies, better to give stuck 100 pennies to 100 aniyim than to give 100 pennies to one ani, because every time you give tzedakah, it has an effect on you. It affects your nature. It makes you a generous person. You know, act generous, you'll become generous. Act aristocratically, you'll become, you'll feel the aristocracy. That's what he's saying. Other mitzvos also. Achrei ha'pu'ulos nimshachim halavagos. And he says, even if you have a good person, a tzaddik, but if he does bad things, even if he forced to, because the Melech says you have to steal some people, and then he has to. That's not Yarg Val Yavar. So he goes into he takes taxes. You know, he grabs it from people, so he'll become a bad person. And if the Melech, you know, he's an honest, the Melech tells him you must be Achzari, right? So you'll become an Achzari. It works that way too.
He didn't know what he was doing before, right?
Well,
he was oblivious.
I don't know what oblivious would even mean there. Yeah. If you act like an Achzari, you'll become an Achzari. That's what he's saying. Okay. You have to talk louder.
I'm Pesach. We have to lean to the left.
Same thing. We lean because they're a Cheirus. And we'll, and then he would say that when you lean, you will eventually feel the cheirus.
Right, but isn't like the Rabbi is saying that it's not understood that's what you're leaning. You lean because you're supposed to lean without knowing why you're leaning. So then you won't.
No, I'm not saying that. Saying lemaisa leaning, I'm not saying that. I changed my mind because leaning is inherently derech cheirus. So it's like saying if you act like a ben chayrin, you will eventually feel like a ben chayrin. You don't have to know the link. If it's inherent in the act, it's like saying I give tzedakah. So even if I don't know it's a mitzvah, I just face. I want Donnie to stop bothering me. You know, he's bothering me. So I give him money to get him out of my hair. But eventually, you will become a generous person because you're doing generous things.
No, I don't see the difference between the Mesilas Yesharim and the Zrizus thing.
Maybe there is none. Maybe there is none. Maybe there is none. Maybe there is none.
Right?
Well, they lived a few hundred years apart. They're not believed to use the same notion. Adam did for the people who also, but he's a Shishanis Marius Apremius.
We never passed him, though, to do things that way. In other words, leaning on the left, like you could say there. The way they used to do it, you would feel like aristocracy. The way we do it.
Okay, talking about it now. Okay, so you're hopping on leaning and yes, in a technical question.
Right, I'm just saying we won't have this effect. Other than both people also, it'll never make you feel like royalty. You feel uncomfortable and you don't want
to
be leaning.
Okay, so you picked one example where to us it doesn't even feel that that's what's happening. Okay. Okay. That's like saying if you're in a society where the malachim break the bones and they. I don't know. And that's the sign of aristocracy. Okay. So that's why he says there's so many mitzvahs that are reminders for Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's a point makes. And that's like there's so many mitzvahs that remind us of Yetzias Mitzrayim, because eventually Yetzias Mitzrayim will internalize Yetzias Mitzrayim as we do all these things which are reminiscent of Yetzias Mitzrayim. If it is and you don't even realize it's reminiscent of Yetzias Mitzrayim, then it won't work. It's reminiscent of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and you will internalize the greatness of Yetzias Mitzrayim eventually. So that was he started off. He says, don't ask me, my son, why do we have so many mitzvahs from mitzvah number 5 till here? Again Yetzias Mitzrayim, again Yetzias Mitzrayim, again Yetzias Mitzrayim, because eventually we will internalize the greatness and the godless of Yetzias Mitzrayim, because of the nifl of Hipulosa. Okay. So after the paragraph where he talked about mezuzah and tzitzis and tefillin, B'lochein atah. Do you have it? B'lochein atah. Re'ei gam re'ei. Mamlachtcha va'asokecha. Look what you busy yourself with. Ki achreyam timoshech. Your actions will drag you along. You will become the person that your actions are manifestations of. And people constantly and always ignore this sentence of Bechinuch. They think that they will, I could act that way because I'm really not that way. So I could, what are you doing that for? It's okay, I could act that way because I'm not, that's not really me. But he's saying, no, the other way. Don't let your Yetzirah convince you that my heart's in the right place. What's the big deal? And now he talks about Papoil. I am a servant of Hashem. I feel I love Hashem. I am Amish. So I can go to have a good time. Because my heart's in the right place. I can go to Las Vegas and play the tables, you know. I can go have a good time. Moshevus b'shvokim b'berachodos, hang around. L'slotzitzim haleitzim, l'daber tzachos, read poetry. I don't know. They might not be the worst out there in the world because I'm not bringing a carbon for it. You know. So I don't feel like it's so terrible. Hello, Gamli Levov Kamohem. Katane Ovami Mosnehem. I'm more strong willed than these people I'm hanging around with. They're taking drugs, but I can hang around with them. I'm not going to take drugs. I'm too strong to take drugs. And I'm stronger than them. Katane Ovami Mosnehem. Maduyim Shechuni Hemachreyem. I'm in a bad environment, bad friends, bad Saviva. So you're going to end up like them. And no way, man, not me. I'm too smart. I'm too strong. I'm not going to take drugs. I know that's stupid. And then Albany, don't do it. You're going to follow them. You're going to act like them. You're going to become them. Yisham b'tnem pentilochei v'rishtam. Rabim shosu mitoch kach kos tareltom, the poetic expression, meaning many have drunken from that cup of poison. Batos nafshecha tatzil. Stay away. Don't say they are bums. But I'm not a bum. I'm a good guy. So I can hang around with them. And I'm going to enjoy myself. They're going bowling. I want to go bowling with them. They are low lifes. And they're drinking and smoking and cursing and taking drugs. Yeah, but I just going for the bowling. I'm not going to... That's very foolish. You're going to... Because you're part of them, you're acting like them, you're going to become them. After you know this idea, you're not going to be bothered anymore, me'atar. Ribui ha-mitzvahs, ki'binyans, chiros, nisei, mitzrayim. She'ein omud gadol b'toroseinu, ki'bervos, asokeinu bohem. The more we do things which represent Mitzias Mitzrayim, the spoil El Hadaba will be influenced to internalize, to remember Mitzias Mitzrayim, Kmo Sham Arnu. Okay, so that's why you have all these mitzvahs. You have more. I don't know why he went crazy here in Mitzvah 16. He has 17 is also about Pesach. Okay, one more. Couldn't control.
One more?
He couldn't control. One more about Pesach.
Just one more about Pesach?
Yeah, he couldn't control himself.
Wow.
You want a chazal before we go weiter?
We're going to be doing this confession, really.
Okay, Dinei HaMitzvah. Okay. Let's say you break a bone after you're not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach anymore. Right? You can eat it till Chatzos or till the morning. So the din is you're not allowed to break a bone after that either. Even when it's noser already, you can't break a bone. What?
How you meant to get the meat off the bone? Because it's noser on the meat. You can't scrape all the meat off the bone. It's like a habit.
He's saying it's like a steer almost to not have noser and to not break the bone. It's hard to get the meat, every bit of meat off the bone.
You can't break the bone. Yes, you'll have no sir. I mean, if that's true, I'm not going to argue the point. If you'll have no sir, you'll have no sir, but you're not allowed to break the bone. You anyway have no sir, because if there's marrow in the bone, it will become no sir. Medinim yesh kazayas basar olav madino. Okay, if you have a kazayas of meat. In other words, adarabba, you only get malchus for breaking a bone that has a kazayas of meat or marrow. It might not even be.
Maybe not pesukos.
What?
It says basar olav, not basar pesukos.
Yeah, but okay, but it doesn't matter. The din is you're not allowed to break the bone of a korban pesach only if that bone has meat on it or in it. That's the din. If it has no meat, you're allowed to break the bone. So we'll learn about that in the Minchas Chinuch. You learn it out from a pasuk. So the chinuch's wording is funny. In Mesh Kazai is Basar Olav Madino, because Adarabba. The question is Madino if it has less than a Kazai is Basar on it. It has to have a Kazai is Basar on it. The Din has Chusim, cartilage, the Gidin, Gidin, Harakim, Shasofon, the Hiskashos. So the question is the cartilage bone or not? So even if it's soft now, if it would harden into bone, then you're not allowed to eat it, because then you're breaking it as you eat it. And it's called a bone, if it will become a bone. So we'll learn there's different types of cartilages. Some will become hard, like bone. In a gedi, it's soft. A gedi is not even a year old. So some will become hard and some won't. And gidin is definitely not part of the issur of breaking a bone. But he's talking about, the chinuch's talking about, if you have to eat the gidin in order to fulfill the mitzvah of eating the basar of a korban pesach. Because if it's, will it be noser or not if you don't eat it? The question is why the chinuch brought it down here. It has no shaykhus to the issur of breaking a bone. So, just to go over this last thing, I'll read you from the article. The cartilage is bone, even if it's soft now, and you're not allowed to break it, if it will harden into bone when the animal matures. But if it'll remain edible even in a mature animal, then it's not bone. And you could eat it, even though when you eat it, you're breaking it. Edible cartilage is the tips of the shoulder blades, the cartilage in the breastbone and ear, the soft vertebrae at the end of the spine. Okay. So that's the cartilage. That's chusim. Okay. The soft sinews is not a question of breaking. It's definitely not bone. But the soft sinews are a question of if they're basar and you have to eat it. So if they will harden in a mature animal, then they're called inedible now also, and you don't have to eat it. In other words, both of them have ramifications if it'll harden in a mature animal. But the question is, why did the chinuch even bring in about the gidin? There's no shaykhus to the issur breaking a bone. The gidin are certainly not bone. It's the cartilage that's bone. Okay, but yes.
Well, because of what the rabbi just said.
Yeah, I know.
They have that thing in common.
They have no shaykhus to this. Okay, but the yeser proteha mugwarim b'psachim. Okay. The noages b'scharos and the kevos, because they have to eat the korban pesach. Voiver aleha v'shaver esem pesach tohar. You know, if you bring the pesach betuma, because most people are tomei, it comes betuma, there's no issa. we'll see about that. You get malchus.
Maybe if it's
Tomei,
you don't get malchus, but
it doesn't matter. Yeah, we're going to learn about what's called breaking. It could be the Minchas Chiz, like I was talking about. It doesn't have to break in two pieces. Nicking the bone to a degree that your fingernail will get caught in the notch is called breaking. It doesn't have to break into two. If the Pesach became Tomei before the Zrikus Dam, then you're allowed to break the bone. If it became Tomei after the Zrikus Dam. But he doesn't talk about a Pesach that's Bo Betuma. A Pesach that's Bo Betuma, are you allowed to break the bone? You could eat it. A Pesach that's Bo Betuma, you could eat. So only carbon that's Bo Betuma. A Pesach that's Bo Betuma can be eaten. It's Mishnah Psachim. Okay.
Let me just go home and get my car. I'll be back in 4 minutes.
No, I'm just. Oh. Okay. Esther Dakot. So the question is, will I make the bus or will I miss the bus?
I'll be back before you miss the bus.
No. 907, there's a bus going down.